All right, as we get ready, Psalm 62, verse 1 says, "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken." Isn't that awesome? We could stop right there, but we'll go on. Then he has some difficulties, and he says this, "How long will all of you attack a man to batter him like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse." So there's some struggle going on. Then here we go in verse 5. "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. All right, stand with me. We're still good. All right, Father, we do thank you for this day and the love that you have for us, and we thank you for this time together. Lord, we ask your blessing to be upon it. Father, we thank you that we can gather together to exalt you, and as we do, we ask you to pour out your Spirit upon us. Work in us a deep work, Father. And we ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Nothing I want that your love doesn't offer. Nothing I've done that your grace won't cover. It's not over till you say so. You are faithful, God, you're faithful. The cross is all the confidence I need. Oh, cross is all the confidence I need. Your love won't give up on me. You never make a promise you don't keep. Your love won't give up on me. Your love won't give up on me.
Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you thankful for that amazing, steadfast, perfect love of God? No matter how far we run, sometimes we try to hide. He knows where we're at, amen? His voice never stops calling out. His voice never gives up. He doesn't look at us and say, I'm so sick of the way you're acting. That's what humans do, but not God. His mercy, his grace, his love. His perfection desires you and I to be called to his family, to abide, to magnify, to lift up his name. That's the God we serve. He's not confused about this year, this season. And how many humans have been confused and feel stuck in this season? You feel so empty, you don't know what's going on. I have. And then God shows up again and again. He draws us, he calls us, he speaks to us. His joy, his strength, his peace, his love. His grace is amazing. It's not like ours. I'm so thankful it's not like mine. Sometimes we pat ourselves on the back and say, oh, that was a good job. We're kind of loving pretty good today. And then what happens the next day? We never have enough. But God, rich in mercy, in grace, in favor, in redempting power, blood of Jesus, has always had a plan. Always had a purpose, always had a desire. And he looks out and he points, I want you to belong to me. I draw you and call you into my family. I paid a price for you because my desire is for you. He knows each one of us so deeply, so perfectly, so wonderfully. And he walks with us. And he talks with us when we're listening. You know, in this season, I've been talking about testimonies. We've got to begin to tell what the Lord is doing in our lives. Because that encourages the people around us. They look at you, not quite sure, but they see something different. And that light begins to shine. The radiance of Jesus coming through. Carrie has a testimony of how many years ago, Carrie, was your blood at 3?
It was 6 years ago. 6 years ago on election day. I realized, and I'd forgotten, I voted from ICU. And my hemoglobin was 3.3. Now, regular for women is 12 to 15. And my hemoglobin the next month, last month, was 11.1. And that's the highest it's been in at least 17 years. So God just keeps working. And we just, you know what? He puts before us every day, and he says, listen to my voice. And then we step out, and we do that. And then we watch him work in us. And you know, my heart is just, no matter what my health condition, no matter what's going on in the world, I will serve the Lord. I will do what he asks me to do no matter what, regardless of what's going on, because every step of the way, he uses that for his glory.
You know, I was at work, and I have a coworker. I was telling her that I went to the doctor on Wednesday, and I've had rheumatoid arthritis for 11 years. And it's not fun. I've had to take medicine, and I hate medicine. And not one moment did I ever be happy about that. And I struggled with that because I said, God, I feel like I'm telling you you're a liar. And my husband said, you will take medicine until God heals you. And so every day for 11 years, I've asked the Lord to touch my body. And 3 weeks ago, God showed up. And I said to my husband, I don't know what's happening in my body, but I feel like I'm healed. And we rejoiced in that moment. I didn't tell him, but I took less medicine because that's what I do. So I went to the doctor on Wednesday. And my doctor looked at me. And she declared that my arthritis is in complete remission. And I looked at her and said, in 11 years, no one's ever said that that is a diagnosis. And she began to stutter. Well, it's what we try to get to, but rarely happens. And I've talked to several more doctors since then. They all said, never heard of that. And I immediately said to her, 3 weeks ago, God touched my body, and I'm going to give him all the glory because I'm healed in Jesus' name. And my doctor stood up, ran over and hugged me in the middle of a virus, and was joyful and happy because you know what? She could see the truth. It didn't matter what she believed, didn't matter what. Her eye saw something real. And in that moment, I've declared my healing. And I told a friend, a co-worker on Friday, and she looked at me and she said, I could just see big changes about you. And she said, let me ask you a question. I know that Carrie Bross is a friend of yours. I said, yes, she is. I just keep seeing her on Facebook because something's changed about her. And I began to share with her about the faithfulness of Jesus. Because, you know, when Carrie first came to this church 17 years ago, is it more than that now? 17 years ago, here's a Baptist preacher's daughter. They don't walk into these kind of churches because we're those crazy people that swing from chandeliers and roll down the aisles.
And I really thought that was going to happen.
And I looked at her and I said, because I'm a preacher's daughter too, I said, I want you to know that I love completely the Holy Spirit, but I've never seen anyone in this church swing from the chandeliers and run down the aisles because you're safe. And she never walked out that door again. She continued coming here. They had just moved here. That woman's physical body was so hurting, so deficit. She couldn't even take a pen and sign a paper or write a check. But there was something so deeply inside of her that said, but God, no matter what valley I'm walking through, no matter what mountain, no matter what bondage, no matter what is named over me, I'm going to stand and I'm going to consistently seek after the Father's face. And after 17 years, you think it's been fun every day? No, it has not. But Carrie is a testimony to me. Because 6 years later when I got arthritis, I had to look at that and think, oh, what's that mean about me? And her story and her life reminded me of truth. That I have nothing to complain about when I look at someone else and understand. This woman's been on death door many times, but God. And my coworker that's on Facebook and has seen her out in the city there's always been something different about her. I know she's kind of thin. Her hair's kind of short. And I said, there were years that she could not even grow hair. I said, but God keeps healing her, making her stronger, and restoring her body. And that is the privilege and the joy of Jesus. And this next song says, when I'm in the valley, I'm not going to fear any evil. Is it easy and fun? No. I bet she has to get on her spiritual muscles every day. Times when it's hard to get out of that bed. But to watch her body go from 3.3 6 years ago to 11 is what Jesus does. And some of us have never experienced any kind of human physical burden. But some of those places are where you find the deepest holes that you find yourself digging out, climbing out of. You know, I look at Shirley Goodness. Shirley has asthma in her lungs, and yet she got the COVID this year. And God sustained her all the way through. She's the person that's not supposed to get COVID and live through it. But God. So I believe that we're going to begin to see more and more victories, more and more testimonies, more and more the faithfulness of Jesus, more and more that, you know what, in the world, yes, we're going to have tribulation. But God says, I've overcome the world. When we begin to believe him and stand on his word and fight your battles in a place of worship and truth, we are changed forever. The last 3 years, I'm just a battle worshiper. And I'm more aware of things happening in the spirit than ever before. And I'm so excited because God is more than what I thought I could imagine before. So let's sing this song. Let's sing this song together. And let's rejoice, because I hope that I stirred up your faith a little bit. I hope that you walk out of here encouraged. I hope you remember that Carrie, who should be dead many times over, has overcome the lies of the enemy again and again. No matter what you're walking through, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what you feel like you're full of, God has a different way. Let's sing this song together.
Said it would be easy. You never said there'd be no pain, but you promised you'd go with me, and your promises you always keep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I confess how much I need you. That I am weak. Can't promise I won't fail you, but your promises will not fail me. When I'm in the valley, I will fear no evil. When enemies surround me, you prepare a table. Surely and mercy will follow me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. When I'm in the valley, I will fear no evil. When enemies surround me, you prepare a table. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Surely single day. Your presence is my shelter. Your presence is my victory. am in the valley, I will fear no evil. When enemies surround me, you prepare a table. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow. When I'm in the valley,
I want this song to be a testimony from your voice, your lips to his ears. I declare, Father, that you are good and you are faithful and that you're everlasting, and that you are great and you do more than I can ask or think. And I want you to remember the things that the Father has done again and again. We need to write those on our hearts and let them stay in our minds, especially in this season where we see negativity and chaos, confusion, and darkness. The Father has never changed. What he says he will do, he will do.
Thank you, Jesus. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of my praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our
nothing.
just wanna sit here at your feet, caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings, Jesus. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I'm caught up in your presence, and I just want to sit here at your feet. Caught up in this holy moment, I never want to
leave.
Jesus, we need your peace.
We thank you for your peace, God.
Oh, my Jesus,
thank you for your peace.
Jesus, thank you for your peace.
Just receive it.
Oh, my Jesus, thank you for your peace. Oh, my Jesus.
Keep going. Father, we declare your peace over the families in this church. We declare your peace over this church. We declare your peace over this city, Father. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace, and we declare you as such over this city. And Father, we declare your peace over this county. We declare your peace over this state. Father, we declare your peace over this country, over these United States. Father, I thank you that your word declares that there's a peace, your peace that comes from heaven. Thank you, Jesus, that you said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And Father, we thank you. And we declare your peace in our hearts and in our minds, in our bodies, in our thoughts, in our emotions, Father. We declare your peace over us, over the United States of America, over this world, Father, because this world needs the peace of heaven. And Father, we declare it now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that this is a peace that doesn't come from the world. It comes from you. It comes from heaven. And Father, we declare it. We receive it. In Jesus' name, Father. Lord, I thank you that we can have this peace no matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter. Your peace is greater than that. And Father, we receive it in Jesus' name. We receive it in Jesus' name, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Lord, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your peace. Thank you that you're the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah, Father. Let's just keep declaring this peace. Hallelujah, Father. Lord, we bless you. Bless you, Father.
Thank you for your
for your peace, Father. Thank you for your peace.
Oh, my Jesus, I thank you for this peace.
Yes, thank you for this peace. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We exalt you, Father.
My Jesus, I thank you for this peace.
Yes, let it wash over us. Let it wash over our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, our bodies, Father. In Jesus' name.
My Jesus, thank you for
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your peace. Wash over us. Hallelujah, Father.
My Jesus, I thank you for this peace.
Yes, we thank you for this peace, Father. Hallelujah.
I am sending now everything you need. Open, receive now everything you need.
Greater things.
let it wash over you. It's not by might or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I am coming stronger. You will see work done in a faster way. Be ready to stand, receive. I'm working. My word has touched the world.
Thank you, Father.
You'll never be the same. I'm coming after my people now. Stand, receive. It's not your might or power, it's mine, declares the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord awakens, changes, washes, works in you. Receive. Lift up the hands now to cry. Open up your eyes to me.
Yes, Lord.
Calling for my bride. I will not be stopped. I will not give up. For
yes.
Receive my strength, my joy, my peace. For I've always been the way, the truth, and the light. Nothing stops my plan.
Oh, yes.
Washing over you,
yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
He wants to hear your voice. He needs to hear from the fruit of your lips, speaking out that we need him more than ever before, that we desire him in all the places of our lives. We can no longer be silent. We can no longer run from the things that God has called us to walk into.
Lord, we bless you.
Father, thank you for being our God. Thank you for loving us with an everlasting love. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Lord, thank you for your peace that you give us. The peace that your word declares, it surpasses all understanding anyways. Father, we declare that over our lives. We receive it in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the great things that you've done, and we thank you for the great things that you're going to continue to do, because that's who you are. It's who you are. And Father, I thank you that your word declares that we can run to you. We can run to you. Thank you for your everlasting love. Thank you for your peace. And Father, we do declare your peace over our lives, over our bodies, over our hearts, over our minds, over our thoughts, over our emotions, Father. Lord, I thank you for your peace that is settling in us. Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awesome. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. All right, you can take a quick break.